Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Dow Jones got over their misery yesterday.
It's almost in positive territory. So we didn't get a chance to cover off the US Federal Reserve interest rate decision yesterday, but a huge event for financial markets around the world. So I thought we'd just review that decision and the reaction. Of course, it wasn't the only central bank moving rates in the last 24 hours. We were just talking about the Bank of England getting in on the action overnight as well, but vastly different takes. You know, they both did the same magnitude of rate hikes, you know, 75 basis points for the Federal Reserve, 75 basis points for Bank of England, but, you know, quite different commentaries. But let's just look at the Fed first. Now, so a couple of things happen when you get these Fed announcements. You get the announcement and the statement, and then half an hour later, the main actor, Jerome Powell, the chair, steps up to a press conference. And what was initially seen as a dovish statement yesterday turned around after the latter event. So, look, the Fed basically said they're going to be cognizant of the rate rises to date and the lagged effect of those rises. And I think this is one thing, Mike, that we do need to reflect on. And this is the speed and magnitude of the interest rate adjustments that we've seen everywhere, all around the world. And so those lagged effects are going to be different in different places. So the initial reaction sort of quite muted in bond and share markets, but mildly positive. But that really quickly turned around when Powell spoke. And basically, he said the market needed to stop focusing on the speed of rate hikes and look at what the end point will be. And the key thing here is he said it could be higher than expected because, Mike, I think there was this sort of lingering, sort of latent view in the market that there may be signs of a pivot from this from this meeting. And that we're hearing that word a lot. And basically what it means is it means the central bank sort of shifts their focus. They shift their focus from tightening maybe to a pause, maybe even to, you know, when they talk about when they could ease. But I want to stress a point here quite strongly. Go back to August the 26th, Jerome Powell's speech to the Jackson Hole Symposium. He told us then, in no uncertain terms, that they will win the battle against inflation. They are not going to blink. So they could slow down the pace of increases, but central banks have to deal to inflationary expectations. He told us very clearly they're not going to repeat the mistakes of the 70s. Inflation is still too high. Labor market is still too tight. The thing is, Mike, though, by being tough, there's a greater chance that they actually get it right. And but by the end of the day, the S&P 500 had fallen 2.5%. The Nasdaq was down 3.3%. So, you know, the market's reacted fairly negative. That Bank of England, though, Mike, you know, they put rates up 75 basis points, and then told the market that peak rates are going to be lower than what's currently priced in. Yeah. I think the Bank of England is really worried about the economic cost, as you just referred to it. They actually gave two scenarios. And one scenario is that they're going to be in recession for 8 quarters, and then the positive scenario was recession for 5 quarters. So not a great choice there, is it?
No, it is not. I'm assuming we're happy for A2?
Yeah, we are. We are. You need a bit of positive news for A2 Milk because the sort of poor old embattled shareholders really need this. The last couple of years have been a tough ride if you're invested in A2 Milk. Positive news yesterday related to their ability to sell into the, you know, very large US market. Because you've got to remember at the moment they're facing reduced demand from another one of the markets, which is China. So they are looking for new markets. Now, the FDA has reported that A2 Milk has finally been granted approval to sell formula into the US. And you might recall we talked about the sort of significant supply chain disruption during COVID in the US infant milk formula market. And the FDA was busy granting other manufacturers the ability to sell into there. So A2 Milk's got the approval. They expect this to be incrementally beneficial for their financial year, the 23 financial year earnings. Sales will be up to about 1 million cans of formula. That'll all be within the second half of the financial year. Analysts estimating it, there'll be a lift in earnings there, circa 4 to 5 million. Now the manufacturing of that extra demand flows through to Synlait, who are also listed. So A2 Milk price was up $4.20. Gosh, we're not getting this right this morning. 4.2%, and Synlait share price up 2.3%.
Right, excellent. What are the numbers?
Got there in the end.
Good.
The Dow Jones is down 32 points at the moment, so 0.1%, 32,115. S&P 500, 3,744. It's down 15 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq still under a bit of pressure, down 0.9%, 10,429 as we look at it. FTSE 100 actually gained yesterday, 0.6%. 7189 was the close there. Nikkei relatively unchanged, 27,663. Shanghai Composite lost 0.19%, 2,998, the close there. The ASX 200, I'm following on from the US. It had a big loss yesterday, down 1.8%, 6,858 was the close. And the local market, we lost 0.87%, closing at 11,184. Kiwi dollar, a little bit weaker against the US, 0.5779, but continuing to strengthen against the Aussie, 0.9180, 0.5926 euro, 0.5168 pounds, 85.71 Japanese yen. Gold, $1,627, and Brent crude, $95.36.
Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you next week at jmywealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.